Perhaps you could just start by introducing yourself in terms of are you Scottish or whatever, and background and so on. Either of you first.
Well, I'm June. I've lived in Scotland since 1969, off and on. Born in England with a Scottish mother and an English father. I'm married to a Scotsman. Who is
me?
Jim. And me is.
Who am I?
Just keep going.
Lived here all my life. First 26 years in Rutherglen. And since then, Hamilton.
Mm-hmm. And are your parents also, were they also Scottish?
Yes.
I thought
my mum might have just been born in England, but from just a month or two old, she was brought to Glasgow.
So she considered herself to be Scottish?
Yes.
She wasn't actually born here?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Grandparents would be English.
Right.
What did they do? Well, my grandfather died before my mother was born, actually. So I think he was an armature winder.
He's a what?
Armature winder.
What's an armature winder?
Somebody who winds armatures.
Thanks.
Coils.
What's an armature?
Part of a motor. Part of an
electrical coil
motor.
In a motor.
Mm-hmm. Right. Kind of aware of the word, but didn't know.
In those days, women didn't work, but when my grandmother was widowed, she opened a shop near Celtic Park, actually.
Selling?
Sweets.
Yeah.
Confection. And such like. Yeah. So I'm told, because all four of my grandparents were deceased before I was born.
Mm-hmm.
I never knew anything.
Mm-hmm.
I had an Irish grandmother.
My
maternal grandmother was of Irish stock. I can't actually remember her name at the moment, but it was Irish. They came over from Ireland.
So they came over to Scotland from Ireland?
Yes.
Because there's quite a lot of Irish in the north of England, I think.
Paternal.
Yes, yes.
As far as I know, my dad's parents were both well and truly English, but mum was from Ireland. So I can't remember her name.
And you still got relatives around the
Dundee area.
There's one of them,
I think.
Well, my father had strong Dundee connections.
Mm-hmm. Did he have any particular words that he used that sort of pinned him down as Dundee rather than West Coast? Anything that you remember that was different?
Not that I remember, because I don't really know what Dundee words to say.
Well,
they're just words.
Ken a lot. Did you do that?
Ken.
They Ken something.
Oh, no, that's up north.
Because my auntie Minor and the rest of the family used that loan. My mother didn't, because she'd been in England a long time, but my auntie Minor used to say Ken. But one thing, when we were talking about this, the apple ringy thing recently, which is a word I hadn't heard since childhood.
Yeah.
My mother called it apple ringing. But dad's dad.
My father.
Called it, what was it?
Flecky Nell.
And yet he was from the Dundee area as well.
No, well, he wasn't. Mm. The family had connections here. But he was Claybank. Mm-hmm. He lived in all his life till he got married.
To fill in the backstory of this, because obviously I know what you're talking about, but the rest of the world might not. Right. Apple ringy is what?
It's southernwood. Artemisia. And the only time I'd ever heard it called apple ringy was as a child. It was in the garden and it was always apple ringy.
It's very scented, isn't it? Southernwood.
Yes. Very sort of herbally smell. And I always used to have this picture of kind of rings of apple with the core missing. It always brought up, they were all sort of dried rings of apple. It was always what I thought about. Southernwood, and then this Flecky Nell. I think we looked up Flecky, I can't remember what it meant, but we looked up Flecky because you weren't sure how it was spelt.
Uh-huh.
I would spell Flecchie.
Does the Flecky part of the word mean anything particular?
Yeah, but I can't remember. We'd have to look at the dictionary
again. Oh, we would link it just now.
Yeah. We worked out kind of how it came to be called that. But the only other kind of Scottish word I can remember that sticks in my mind when I was young was the word sleeket, because I didn't even know it was Scottish until I used it in an essay, and it was writing about a character in something like Barchester Towers. who was called, I think it was Mr. Slope, who had the name that suggested his character.
Uh-huh.
And I used the word sleekers, and I got the essay back, and there was a query beside it.
Mm-hmm.
And luckily the English teacher was Scottish. He was from Glenrothes, so he knew what it meant. But
it's
I
quite,
didn't.
Is it not quite common? Or
well, apparently
well
not.
Known as
no,
a Scottish
he
word,
said,
well, it's a Burns.
Well,
exactly, yeah.
It's used in Burns, sleek it, timorous.
Right, well, how many people in England would know much about Burns?
But if they knew anything, that would be the line they'd know.
Mm. Well, probably. It seemed, apparently it was a word I shouldn't be using in an English essay because it was just a Scottish word. So it stuck in my mind.
Mm. So when you moved up to Scotland, what did you notice any, or did it come as a shock? Did you?
The first thing that happened, I got off the train at Queen Street in January 1969.
How come Queen Street? Coming up from the south?
That's where we got off.
Oh, East Coast.
Yeah, from, through up to Edinburgh and across.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And it was rag week. And there were all these strange people on the station. We wondered what we'd come to because they were all dressed up
right.
And everything. That's why I think, I thought it was January, but maybe it was February. All these weird people. And then before we came, once we'd applied for jobs and got jobs, I remember there was a story in the paper about a body found in a bin in Glasgow, which kind of made us think twice about it. Came anywhere.
Yeah.
And then we met in 1971 at
February.
Uh-huh. Can you remember where?
Oh, the pink elephant.
No,
the white,
white
elephant. white elephant. Disco.
Disco.
Uh-huh. In Glasgow?
Sucky
Hill
Street.
Sucky Hill Street. It later became, I can't remember what it changed its name to. Several.
Is it still there, or is there still a club
it is,
in the same
There
building?
Is still a club there, I'm sure. It was on the first floor of a building, our entrance. And we met there because we were both in the Young Conservatives. It was a Young Conservative disco.
Isn't there a story that you were there with a friend,
yeah.
And the friend said, you have the lanky one because I want the other one? Or is that just
the
version you told
me? I don't think it was lanky.
No, mm-hmm.
You take the big one or something.
You take the big one.
Yeah, that was Gordon.
And that was Pat?
Uh-huh.
Yes,
you were there
Pat
with...
was, yeah, that was Ian. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it was what before was it? Pat met Ian then?
Oh, mm-hmm. Yes, Ian was when we went in 1970.
But it was after you'd left.
Uh-huh, 1971, we went down to Tunbridge Wells and she met him down there.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. He's very English.
So what was Glasgow like in those days, in the early 70s, late 60s, early 70s? Or what was that club or disco like? What sort of?
Oh, there was one of these big glitter balls. Remember that? Was that them?
In the early 70s?
Yeah.
Are they there?
Yeah.
Are they
there? And another place that was popular was the Majestic for dancers.
Known as the Magic Stick.
The Magic Stick. And then there was the Highlanders near Charing Cross. Which
so
was
a lively place to go on a Saturday night.
Uh-huh. If you got dancing there, you got flung around the room, really.
So is that sort of Scottish country dancing?
Yeah, yeah. All sort
is that,
of
is that
stuff.
What you did in the one in Sucky Hill Street
no,
as well?
No. Oh,
that
no, that was sort of sort of rock
pop,
and stuff
pop.
And stuff. Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah.
And they all finished about 10 o'clock at night and you got
was
bus home.
We didn't from there because Gordon had a car. Gordon I'm sure he had a car.
Sorry, then.
Yeah, so
oh,
did
that
you.
Night.
Oh, that night. Mm-hmm.
Well, he used his mother's minivan, but four of us wouldn't get into that.
Mm. Into a minivan?
Mm-hmm.
How mini was the van?
Well, I wouldn't have been sitting
well,
in the
like
back
a
with
mini
no
car,
seats.
There was
two
van,
seats in the front.
A van version of a mini car.
Oh, right, right, I see. I thought you meant it was a van, but...
well, it was a van.
Yeah. Right.
Just two windows at the front, panels behind.
There were a lot more.
Right, a bit like a Del Boy...
oh, it's had
four
wheels.
Smaller than
right.
That.
Right.
A minivan was smaller than that.
I don't know.
It's like the mini... It's a variant of the mini car.
Mm-hmm. There were more department stores in Glasgow then, big ones.
Mm-hmm.
In Sucky Hall Street, there was Copeland and Lye.
Pettigrews and
Stevens. Pettigrews. And then there was
there's what brothers there at that time?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
It still looks 1970s.
Yeah. Yeah.
Treron AC.
Aye.
Oh, where?
Treron was up where the...
Treron EC.
AC.
AC.
That was up where the McLaren galleries are now.
Treron.
And there was another one, Muirheads or something, further down on the same side, is that? There were two Fraser's.
Arnott's.
Mm-hmm. Fraser's.
Why were there so many departments?
And Lewis's. That was a way of things.
There were fewer sort of change jobs. Yeah, it all tended to be the big department, which were excellent. You could get anything, especially Copeland Line. I remember, they used to have a good sort of haberdashery department.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a lovely restaurant. It was Ma Brown's. It was called M&A Brown's, the cake shop. And there was a restaurant downstairs.
Yeah, near Charing Cross. Uh-huh.
Does that not been there? Has there not been a cake shop?
No.
Still?
Not Ma Brown's.
No, it's
right.
It was further down.
Right. Because Ma Brown sounds familiar.
Well, it was probably around while you were young.
Mm.
But it was the downstairs. Yeah.
You might have been there for high tea one night.
I think it was all high tea.
Possible.
Mm. Do you want to explain the concept of a high tea? I don't think that's a universal. Nice.
Well, it's more Scottish than English, I would say. You don't really get high teas in England, so you could do that one.
Oh, well. It was a meal that you had around early evening.
Mm-hmm.
Consisting of often fish and chips.
Mm-hmm. A main course.
A main course. Certainly fish and chips would feature.
Steak pie, gammon and pineapple.
Yes.
Omelette. That was
awesome. A plate of cakes. Well, it would be toast or bread.
Bread and butter.
Bread and butter
one in air.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Choice of tea or coffee.
Tea or coffee with
which came with your meal.
On a plate.
A continental. A tiered cake
plate.
Yeah.
Choice of, well, probably
usually
scones.
Usually a scone and a cake.
Or crumpets, pancakes.
Could you just, I don't really remember this yet. Well, I do remember the concept, but I don't, obviously I wasn't paying for things when I was like five. So did you pay for what you had, or did you pay for the whole lot and you could eat them all if you wanted?
Yes, that's right.
Oh, well, there was a limited amount put out. Like, if you were at a table for four, there'd be four cakes out.
Right, right, so you'd fight over the
and
next
you'd kind of, well, no, you'd kind of eye up deciding which one you wanted.
I remember doing that.
Pineapple cake.
Remember down at
Fern cake.
Fern cake, yeah. Remember down at Air, was it the County Hotel in the square there? And we were there with Peg and Ted from America.
Yeah. I remember that, yeah.
Yeah, and Grandma was there as well. And the cakes came, and I remember there were a couple of sort of good cream cakes and then the kind of ordinary things.
Yeah.
And I think Peg and your mother both grabbed for the clean cream cakes and we were left.
The Empire biscuits.
Empire biscuits. I remember something. My mother always called them Belgian biscuits. I don't know why, but they were Belgian biscuits when she made them.
Is that because of the Scottish roots or the English thing, or just a
probably not, because
there
were always Empire biscuits up here, but they were always Belgian biscuits when I was little.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Stovies, that's another thing. Stovies, that's very Scottish.
Not around my household.
Oh, well, that's very dumbed in.
So what did you eat in your household?
I don't know.
What meals do you remember from?
Oh, didn't you have some days
in
of
those
the week
days,
things?
Yes.
Fish on Friday.
But then it was no. Can I say
well, yeah.
We had fish on a Tuesday because fishing boats didn't go out on a Sunday night for religious reasons, for fishermen being very superstitious. So when I went out on a Monday night, back on a Tuesday, we get fresh fish every Tuesday for tea that night. Fish is something that the Roman Catholics have on a Friday.
Yeah.
So Protestant
is it because they avoid meat?
Have it then.
Right.
Yes, that's right.
Mm. What sort of fish?
Sole, haddock.
Well, cod or haddock is all we ever have.
Yeah.
Mm.
No, sometimes it would be lemon sole.
Uh-huh.
It's a bit of lemon sole. Probably cod and haddock. Usual.
The yellowy haddock?
Yes, smoked.
Smoked, you're
dyed,
right, is that what makes it yellow?
Could have been. And then we would have herring. My mother would make potted herring in the summer months, herring from Loch Fyne.
That roll mops, used to buy those in
the
fishmonger. Remember the fishmonger and fruit shop combined?
They used to get roll
Mac-fisheries.
Mops in
Mac-fisheries.
They used to get roll mops in BHS in Hamilton when they had
food.
I didn't like them, but Pat used to buy them.
I didn't give a rat.
Well, I don't think I ever had them, but I didn't think I liked them.
There's a business in Glasgow, which is still there, called Arimate Fees, who are fish merchants.
Mm-hmm.
And their slogan in advance was Fresh from the Sea to Ari McPhee.
Mm. Right.
There's one in Byers Road.
It's Jack McPhee, though, is it not?
Oh, well, it's probably the same family.
Right, because I was thinking they use that slogan, I think, but then...
Oh,
right. Mm-hmm. So did it come around in the van, the fish?
No, no, that was delivering to the shops.
Right, so you just go to the shop. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But wasn't Monday always the remains of the Sunday roast? That
yes.
was the Monday dinner.
Mm-hmm. Boiled ham, roast beef, chicken, whatever we had had
yeah.
over the weekend. Be used up on a Monday.
What about puddings? Mm-hmm. That's Scottish puddings.
Well, often enough custard. Uh-huh. And fruit.
Homemade custard or birds out of a tin?
Oh no, birds.
Mm. Mm. Powdered.
Powdered custard. Stuff. Mm-hmm. And then the rice pudding. Boiled. Baked.
Oh,
rice
baked rice with the skin on.
I didn't like the skin.
Oh, I did.
And
I love that
brown skin. Which I didn't like.
Do you like my nutmeg now? Still not?
Not greatly, no.
Didn't think you had a problem with nutmeg.
I probably wouldn't ignore it altogether if it was there, but yeah. So, you know, I wouldn't specify nutmeg on my rice pudding, particularly. It was semolina sometimes, which I didn't like, really. And it would be, well, my mother never made things like tapioca and sago. Luckily.
Because she didn't like them either?
Probably. Mm. The texture of them she didn't like. And I certainly never took to those myself.
Mm-hmm.
Can't think. Here, I heard something on radio just this morning and it brought back a memory. You know how when you buy jelly these days to make a jelly dessert, it's a jelly
tablet.
Texture.
Oh.
You get.
Used to
get jelly crystals. Mm. I remember when I got, used to make jelly
Somebody's
crystals.
Somebody's found the last tin of Cremola form
yes.
in the world.
Uh-huh. Really?
Yeah.
When did they start making that?
When you were little.
Head up to the 90s, I'm sure.
Yes. Uh-huh.
It's great stuff.
The factory stopped it. It's only about 7 or 8 years ago, apparently. Uh-huh.
We used to buy lemonade powder in Woolworths. Nestle used to buy it loose, like about a quarter pound or something. Yeah, shoveled it in a bag for you. I suppose it was sort of Cremola form thing, but it was always lemonade.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is it being sold on eBay, this last tin?
No. I think it's going to a museum, isn't it?
I can't remember.
Oh, no. Somebody is buying it. To try and track the ingredients so they could start making it again.
Yeah.
Although whether Nestle will allow them to do that or not, I don't know, because they might still have the rights to it.
Mm-hmm. Well, they could call it something else.
But,
yes.
Yeah, that's
I don't
what's
think
you
have
to it.
Copyright over
no
brand of
Well,
they
could have
the
rights to... Well,
yeah,
Coca-Cola say
the
Cremola
form one? Is it simple?
No, but maybe they need to change the...
But that's why they keep an ingredient secret, presumably, so that you can't copy it.
Uh-huh.
Because,
So, you know, if you can analyse all the ingredients in Cremola form, presumably you could do it in Coca-Cola, but it's not done, apparently. If indeed there is a secret ingredient in it.
Well, there isn't.
I was going to say, you never stayed to school lunches, did you?
No, never once did I have school
I did
lunch.
A high school meal or something else.
I always went home for lunch. Mm.
Do you know what sort of things people had at school lunches though in those days?
I certainly heard stories of what they had.
Sago and tapioca.
And stew. I don't know if it was healthy or not. Well, nothing like burgers.
No,
they didn't exist in those days. Cabbage always smelt the whole school out when it was getting boiled up in the school canteen. It never smelt very satisfying.
The worst job was when you were on dinner duty, when you had to clear the tables and had to go to the slop bin with everything.
Ooh.
I remember I dropped a plate in once. I didn't dare tell anybody.
Did you just cover it up with some more tapioca?
And I thought every individual would have to take their own plate.
No, you had a sort of monitor system and you were sort of probably on for a week and you were the one who cleared the table or something, or the one who brought the mashed potatoes or something. Because it was brought to the table in big bins, and the best pudding was fruit and shortbread. Just get mixed stewed fruit, which was really quite nice, and bits of shortbread, and that was nice. But everything else was rubbish. So we used to get rice pudding with rosehip syrup. And I like the rosehip syrup, so we used to have a spoonful of that, and that was it. Rice pudding and Manchester tart. That was. Do you have that? No, it was kind of pastry base with a layer of jam and then cold custard on.
Probably all right, actually, but it sounds a bit odd.
Probably was, but I expected not to like school dinners, so I tended not to eat them.
What sort of games did you play at school? Playtimes? Was that before games?
Marbles. Or jollies, they're called. Just Tig. I can't remember.
I was at primary school when the hula hoop first came out. I got a pale green one.
Girls would have the ropes, skipping ropes.
Football in the bus, wouldn't play football.
No, not near all the windows in the school.
Just stood in corners and talked a lot.
Even the 6-year-olds. Very sophisticated women.
I don't.
I'll remember all this afterwards. You're away.
I can do it again sometime.
I remember PE used to be outside and you got these woven mats. They were sort of oval mats and we all had to take a mat out, put it on the playground and sort of line it and do exercises and things if the weather was dry. It wasn't really comfortable.
If it was warm in the summer, because we did have playing fields at ours in school, we would be out running races and doing things like that.
Sports day.
But we never played anything like football or cricket or hockey or anything like that. There was never anything organised by school.
Not even in PE sessions?
No.
Did you get PE?
Yes, but then in those days it was just, you just had one teacher for the whole year who taught academic subjects, practical subjects and PE and whatever else.
This is so, primary school though?
There weren't specialists.
There weren't gym. I think that's true now, is it not?
No, surely you have a gym teacher and you have a...
No, I don't, well, not in my day, you had the same teacher for...
Well, secondary school we did.
Secondary school, yeah, but that's very different.
No, primary you don't. I don't know.
I don't believe
Don't you get nomadic teachers? What's the other word?
Peripatetic.
Okay,
peripatetic. Well, you do for things like music.
Uh-huh. Yes.
I don't think you do for things like gym.
Don't you?
You'd have to ask Carol.
I can't see Carol. I better not take this.
Don't worry, we won't give her a name out.
Well, she plays badminton with her. Or she takes them for badminton right now. So she teaches badminton at primary, which seems to be a sort of regular thing. It's not an after school activity.
Was it? I thought it was maybe after school. Because I remember saying today that she'd said to them, certain things I have to, you have to be here for, but. You know, sort of badminton, if you don't behave, I can throw you out. So it must be
I'll just be thrown out from, you know, go and sit and watch, you're not playing, you're bad.
No, I think it was they were there of their own
after
free will.
After school time.
Wasn't lunchtime, maybe. Remembered something else. Oh, yes, I remember my mother used to work in a chocolate factory in Dundee called Lindsay and Rowe.
What kind of chocolate
did I don't know, I just knew it was a chocolate factory. It was something I kind of grew up knowing. She used to say, it kind of put you off chocolate a bit.
Well, I was going to ask you that.
Well, she did get a taste back for it after she left. I don't remember being off it. And my grandparents in Monifeast lived in the bottom floor of a tenement in Wellside Place or something. I remember they used to go
probably
in dark clothes and theirs was off to the right and there was what would be a tiny wee sort of kitchen area. You went through that and you could get out and there was a lovely green at the back and the washhouses at the far end. There was a flower border right up the top of the flats and a very old tortoise lived there called Toby. I used to see him whenever I went. He was reputedly about 100 years old, but he probably wasn't really. There's a big feather bed in the corner of the sort of living room. They did have a bedroom, but there's also a big, you know, in the sort of...
bed recess.
Recess, there's a big feather bed, which was lovely. And the fireplace with a sort of wee seat that you could sit beside.
Inglenook, is that the word? Is that an Inglenook?
No, just a sort of... You used to get fireplaces with sort of built-in seats sort of at the corner, like little sort of stool things you could sit on. I don't remember if it had one of those or not.
Did it have a built-in toilet, an indoor toilet?
Probably not. I doubt it, but I can't actually remember that. Although I must have used it, because we used to go there for a week at a time.
I remember visiting my father's cousin.
Wouldn't be a bathroom. No, wouldn't be a bathroom at all. Well, Auntie Minor was round the corner in Brook Street, and she had they had an inside toilet, but they didn't have a bathroom. They had a tiny wee kitchen.
So what did they have? A tin bath to use in front of the fire?
We just used to get washed in the kitchen, at the kitchen sink.
Well, you when you were visiting, but what about others?
Oh, I don't know. I don't
know. They lived there.
But they were posh because they had a front room with a piano in it. It was a bedroom as well, but they had a piano in it.
Okay. You used to... There's two lines of thought I was going along at the same time. You used to have roller skates, didn't you?
I had roller skates, yes.
Was that when they were quite new? I have no clue when roller skates were introduced.
My cousin Ian's.
Right, so you got them as hand-me-downs.
And Ruth's after him, to me. Mm-hmm. I had them, yes. Mm-hmm.
You didn't use them.
Never wore two at once.
Did you alternate to save the tyres?
They didn't have tyres, they were metal wheels.
Oh, right.
Yeah. No, they were, rubber.
My first ones were metal wheels, I'm sure, and they made a heck of a racket when you went down the
all
street.
All shiny metal frame, leather strap.
With that nut underneath that used to adjust the length on them.
That was like my first pair of roller skates.
The ones we put into the jumble sale down at the school. Remember we put them in? There was something about it.
That's where mine went after I finished with them, or where
I'm sure
I got them.
Sure, they did.
Killed somebody afterwards.
No, I don't remember that at all.
There was something about it. Or did they used to bend or something? No, there was something wrong with it. Was it a wonky wheel or something? But you could get new, what you call tyres for them. Oh, it was a sort of square wheel on it.
Kidding to a halt.
But whether anyone would ever bother putting another.
Yeah, no, that's familiar. Yeah.
Very good for braking with.
Yeah. Oh, that kind of braking.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Mm. I'll do that. Break your ankle probably as well. That's that. And were you also not one of the first people in Scotland to have jeans?
Quite a story. Yes, quite arguably. My father's sister in America used to send over parcels maybe two or three times a year.
I thought you got them when you were out there.
No, it was long before, before that. It was when I got my first two-wheeled bike, bicycle, at I think my 9th birthday that was, the 13th. And it's just about then. A parcel arrived and there was a pair of jeans in it for me. And I would wear them along with a sort of cowboy shirt, checked, quite warm, heavy sort of shirt.
Was it stood out in another glimpse?
Yes, I was
used
like
to
that.
Standing out, he used to go to the beach with a bow tie on.
Just get it, Jim. Right?
No, he did. We talked about it last week when we were at Johnny's.
The beach down the west coast of Scotland?
No,
that
was Eyemouth, actually, where that photograph was taken.
But did you go down to Ayr, down to Largs and so on when you were...
Gather my first holiday ever was in Ayr. I was too young to remember it. Somebody like folks knew had a house in Ayr.
Right, a guest house, or just they lived there?
Well, I don't know if it was a second house or... I can't remember now what it was. It was their house.
Please stay with them.
No, I don't think they were there.
Oh,
they
were
on holiday or something. Mm-hmm.
You used to go up to the northeast as well, didn't you?
No, my own father went to Aberdeen for a holiday.
I thought you went
to
Aberdeen as well.
It's
a disaster.
Why? Well, normally we went to Arbroath. Mm-hmm. More often we went to St Andrews. Mm-hmm. And we did have one holiday in Eyemouth when I was young. No, Aberdeen was a disaster because the daughter of the people who had the boarding house, as it was called in those days, was stealing from my mother's purse, which was left in the bedroom, and the police were involved and all that sort of thing. So it rather tainted our view of Aberdeen.
I dare say it's not all like that.
No, maybe not, but something happened like that.
Yeah.
You have a bad impression of the whole place. Besides, I don't remember the weather being particularly good, and it was just a big city after all. It wasn't really a holiday place. Although it had
the beach
ballroom, which wasn't in that.
Beach ballroom?
It's still famous.
They still got
ballroom. Oh, yes.
Yeah. Is it still a ballroom or is it like a club?
No, it's probably more like a club, but it was, you know, famous. It's always been famous, the beach ballroom. No, my other father, once I stopped going on holidays with him, went to places like...
Sort of the Black Isle area?
No, it's below that.
Elgin?
Aye, sort of Elgin. There was one place in particular.
Forest.
I sort of toured around there from where they were based. Mm-hmm. New Pit Sligo.
That near Peterhead, isn't it? Up a bit.
Well, it's inland quite a bit.
Yeah.
Up in that area.
You used to get your meals included, didn't you? It was a boarding house and you used to get all your meals.
Well, you had either full board or half board.
Mm-hmm.
Or you had attendance in the sort of early years after the war.
What do you mean by attendance?
The landlady cooked your own food for you. I suppose it was down to rationing.
Right,
landladies couldn't go out and buy what they needed for all their boarders. So you took your own coupons, you either got your own food and brought it in, or you gave the coupons to the landlady and she went and registered them at her own butcher and grocer and whoever. And so in effect it was your food and she just made it for you. Well, that was because of the war, post-war, and of course we're using rationing still being a feature.
Did you holiday much in Scotland when you were young, before you moved up here?
Well, yes, in Dundee, relatives. Monyfeith was the usual place. I used to come up, usually just with my mum, but I had to be working.
Mm-hmm.
But apart from that, the first holiday I remember was in Redcar in a caravan, and I think it rained all week. And I remember buying a little, Sheila, that's my sister, and I were there, and we bought little ornaments, and one was a little sort of woman with a barrel beside her who kept matches in, and the other had a little sort of apron on. It changed colour, blue when it was going to rain and pink when it was going to be dry or something. And I remember they used to be in the sort of display cupboard bit at home, and I broke one of them one day, and I hid the bits in the sugar bowl and I hoped to never be found. Eventually they were. Just kind of hoped nobody would ever use the sugar and miss them. Didn't know anything about it when they were found.
I think you didn't get away with it.
No, I think they suspected it. And apart from that, we used to go to Whitby, because a mate of my dad's at work had a caravan. He used to drive us through to the caravan site there.
Mm-hmm.
Or we'd go to Scarborough because there was cricket there and my dad liked the cricket.
To play or just watch?
No, he just watched.
Mm-hmm.
But Monyfeith was sort of the place I came to watch most often.
Mm-hmm. Was there much there?
No.
Is there much there?
There's probably more now.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly more houses.
Mm-hmm.
But you sort of came and sort of visited relatives and you went to the beach, played on the beach. And I remember visiting my cousin. She was in the school on the main, on the high street in Monyfeith, and we went along one day at playtime and spoke through the railings to her. Like being at the zoo. I don't remember there being anything on the beach, except I used to collect shells. And further along, you would only be able to go so far along because it was Barry Budden, which was an army camp or something. And then the other way was Broughty Ferry, which was where my mum and dad had met, because my dad was stationed there in the army. So they met through that.
Should we stop there?
Mm-hmm.
Are you
doing
about to say something else?
Carry on. I'm going to ask another question. How long was he there in the army? Because he was abroad as well, wasn't he?
Oh, yes, he was abroad during the war.
The Sudan.
He joined the army early. He gave a false birthday, so he always reckoned he had two birthdays like the Queen. I can't remember what age he was when he joined, but I've got his papers and things upstairs somewhere. He must have been stationed up there before he was sent abroad.
Mm-hmm.
Why Broughty Ferry? Just because it's sort of out of the way and...
I suppose
there was heavy industry in Dundee, maybe.
My mum lived there after Sheila was born in 1939, and my dad must have gone abroad then or shortly after then.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember if he was abroad when she was born. Don't think so. And my mum lived with her parents in Moneyfeast for a while. Mm. And then when they moved south, Sheila can remember they lived with my gran, that's my dad's mother, in Stockton. Because she remembers it was a dark house and she was scared going upstairs because it was dark and everything. She didn't like it there. And then by the time I was born, we'd moved to Norwich. Because I was 8 years younger. Yep. Still am.
Baby boomer. A baby boomer.
Well, no, it was really the year before, because the year above us at school had an extra stream in it because there were so many. It was really.
I thought from 4 to 6 on was baby boom time.
It must have slackened off a bit after the first boom. We used to have lots of sort of postcards and things that my dad sent, and photographs he sent into home.
Where in particular was he abroad? Do you remember?
He was in India. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure he was in Africa as well. Mm-hmm. But India, I remember pictures of him with a horse, and he was a gunner. Pictures of him standing beside his big gun and all the stuff. Mm-hmm. Like cannon
does
thing.
It tell you the medals you've got?
It will do. I'm sure it will. Uh-huh. But he was certainly in India, because I remember hearing about it. And then he never didn't want to travel after that. He said he'd travelled enough during the war, so he was never interested in going anywhere.
Okay, you still there? Mm-hmm. Okay.